Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on 104.5 The Zone.
David Beauclair's music. Welcome back. 104.5 The Zone, 701 The Time. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. They're family owned and operated. Go to allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Alongside Blaine Bishop and Jason Martin, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. We have our friend David Beauclair with us now from SI.com. You can flash forward to the fun with flash and instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 new games loaded with cash prizes. Go by a Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win up to $100, $200, $500, or even $1,000 in a flash. Dave, what's up, man?
Not much. Hard to get out of bed on these cold mornings. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Man.
Yeah, if you start squeaking, your elbows start hurting. You start hurting. Right. I got to warm them up, man.
Oh, man.
Get them moving. Yeah.
Yeah, especially yesterday when it was like 12 degrees. Like, nah.
That first day.
You know, and it's gotten so cold that David's even had to put away the shorts.
Yeah,
you
know, that's what we know.
That's my barometer, or thermometer in this case.
Flip-flops have gone a little while back, though.
Yeah, when the shorts go away and the flip flops, then it's cold.
It's hurtful. I know. They're not away. I try to wear shorts at least one day every month. So we got December. We got December.
I love
coming.
The college spirit with the shorts, though. Yeah. You know, and then just wear the sweat.
I'll be looking hoodie. for a couple days in December when I can break them out again.
Yeah. So what did you think about Jason Martin? And he kept brought up about the 17 game in the NFL and all those different things that he had the tentacles there.
I don't think it could happen in the NFL. I don't like an odd number of games, first of all. I mean, because then you're going to get into this debate that, well, this team got screwed in the playoff hunt because they only had 8 home games this season. and I don't like the one bye. Like that doesn't make sense to me either. Just to reward one team, but we discussed it a few weeks ago. My plan is out there still. 18 games over 24 weeks. Remember, get a bye every fourth. We have one bye every 4 weeks. Spread out the season. Get a lot more TV money. You know, get rid of the preseason by doing that.
No preseason.
Why are you
evaluating the young guys? You remember the Titans had about 3 or 4 guys that were free agents. They didn't get drafted. How did they make the team? Just by practice? When the lights click on sometimes, you don't know what you got. Then all of a sudden you see, uh-oh, this guy's going to be a good stud. The lights clicked on, he got a little tight.
Then we'll do 2 preseason games. I'll give you 2 games. Okay. But season starts like third week in August, runs through the third week in February or middle of February thereabouts, and then you play the Super Bowl in mid-March, have a short off-season. Let's go. Yeah.
What are you doing between the middle of February and the middle of March?
You got the 2 byes.
You got playoffs.
What, are you taking a month off?
You got the playoffs.
How many teams make the playoffs?
You got the rest of the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl.
How many teams
you're not
you
going
got?
Right from the regular season to the Super Bowl. We're not just picking 2 teams.
You got 20 teams making the playoffs?
I'm good with the playoffs as they are right now.
Okay,
I was joking. I think you know, you play 18 games. Everybody gets a little more rest. It's better for the players' health. It gives teams more opportunities to play with their best teams on a, you know.
Are you increasing the rosters? Do you get to dress a quarterback or 3 quarterbacks? I mean, emergency player?
We can discuss those things. Right now we're talking about the schedule.
Okay.
18 games over 24 weeks. Get lots more TV money that way. You know, now you're selling a 24-week regular season.
You split that with the players how much? 50-50?
50-50. Okay. I'm pro player, you know.
Well.
I'd even give the players a little bit more if it was me, but I don't think the owners are going to buy that. So as commissioner, I'll push for 50-50. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
anything above 70-30 doesn't work for the owners.
Yeah. I was reading a story. This is only mildly related to this, but I think it's true probably in all pro sports about this this NHL hockey agent who's a woman, and she's got the number one overall prospect for this coming draft signed. And she was talking about how when she first started working in the hockey business, she was working with a team, and like the general manager or the team president at one day said to her, you know, you seem like you're more pro player. And she's like, well, yeah, I think I probably am. He's like, well, yeah, you probably need to work on, you know, being an agent or something like that. Like, we can't. I mean, that was right, sort of right. What it was like. It's like, we can't have pro player people in this organization. Are you right. kidding me? Right. And you see the same sort of mentality in the NFL right. very much right. too. Right. Mm-hmm. And I that's why you know like this discussion with the 17 game schedule. There's nothing that you know. A quick look at it. There's nothing to me that says, oh, this is going to benefit the players because, you know, they're not looking to say, how can we help the players and help ourselves? It's, how can we help ourselves here?
Notice how this has been all really quiet negotiations for all this time over the last year, how they approached this compared to last CBA, agreement to when it came up. Remember, it was all out there in the media. They took a different approach this time, which I actually like it better from the NFL side. Seems like they're really trying to make something work, at least perception-wise, PR-wise. You're interested to see what are they actually giving up happen.
You know, but there have been these stories mm-hmm. over they the last out. Probably 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the NFL floats. Let's see how this does, it's and then troubling. Pull it back. And yeah, I mean, it's
they've pulled away from the 18 game. Not even as right. mentioned in the Washington Post. That look, the players just weren't having that. But 17, they seem a lot more agreeable to.
Which yeah, an odd number of games just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't like that either. Like
from the moment the schedule is released, you're gonna have half the fan base is screaming that our team's getting screwed. And you know, yeah, if you have 8 home games this year, you're gonna have 9 the next year. We all understand that, but it's just not gonna.
NFL may like that because then everybody will be talking. Yeah.
Yeah. In mid-April when the right. schedule comes out, it'll be everybody talking about the NFL.
Yeah, NFL. No different than no one was talking about Kaepernick, and now all of a sudden comes back up. What do you think about that whole deal before we get into the tights about Kaepernick and this workout on Saturday? NFL, you know, done, you know, workout on a Saturday.
The thing I really don't like about it, and this would probably surprise no one, is that no media is invited. I mean, how are you?
Really?
No, there's yeah, like, no. like, how are you gonna?
But they're
how are
filming
gonna,
it though, right?
I mean, how are you gonna?
But somebody will, I'm sure.
Like to me, that whole thing screams of, well, we're gonna do this. Nobody's gonna sign him, and the message is gonna be, yeah, he, you know, at 32 years old, he just. You know, he's not the same player he was. He wasn't good enough. I mean, you need somebody there to report exactly how he did, you know, with a sense of truth, with who doesn't have an agenda in this thing other than to report exactly how he did. And I don't like that.
It seems like you're basically just trying to add sheets of paper to your evidence against the idea of collusion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like you just want to stack. You want to stack it up and say, "Hey, we did all we could."
We hooked it. You know, we created this thing for him, but apparently he had no say even in when the
they won't even give him a list. They won't even give him a list of who's going to attend on Saturday. His reps asked who's coming from each team, and they said we're not going to provide you that list.
I got a big no comment from the Titans yesterday as to whether they were going or not.
ESPN says it's 7 teams. Detroit, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Denver, Washington, Arizona.
Those are the 17?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona.
Confirmed to at least have somebody be there.
Yeah, they're getting him as a
interesting backup for Kyler Murray. Yeah, he'd fit in that system.
Start anywhere. I mean, then he got to learn the system. I mean, it's going to be real tough. And it's probably this workout, I don't know if you guys disagree, maybe really for next year if it's a possibility that he gets signed.
I don't know if anybody.
I think it's like to Jason's point. I think it's more.
It's lip service.
They're trying to get the Kaepernick issue buried by the end the start.
It was already buried.
Yeah, well,
this is all about the money now. They're trying to lower the lawsuit or something.
I mean, he's already been paid a settlement.
But we don't even know what that was. What was it?
You're right.
A dime? Or was it a nickel?
I'm going to be cautious how I say this. But the timing of this, trying to get it adjudicated before the run-up to the 2020 election, because there's so much that goes into the Kaepernick story that's beyond sports in a way that you might like this one to be off the docket before we're having debates and all of those kinds of things.
But it died down, though. It was kind of
a but it can be ignited again with one tweet from the Oval Office.
Interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Don't let Donald Trump drag us back into.
It's not letting me the messenger of this.
that's exactly right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You know it'd be nice. It'd be nice if it was. Hey, this guy. You know. It's time for us all to move past this thing. Let's get this guy a workout. Let's get him on a roster somewhere. But it just doesn't feel like it's a bona fide effort to try and get him on a roster.
It seems like it's a bona fide effort to make it look like he's trying to get
right. So the NFL can say we did what we could. We went to these extraordinary lengths of of scheduling this workout for him, so he didn't have to fly all over the country and do it for individual teams.
On a Saturday when everybody's
right, on a Saturday when everybody's traveling.
Well, on the way back, we will discuss, should the Titans consider, since their quarterback situation may be two guys gone, and who do you bring in? Is it a possibility? They are on their bye week. They should have somebody available.
They'll be scouting other games on stuff, right?
Yeah, I didn't go to the games. They didn't drop by there on a Saturday.
713, 104.5 The Zone. The Wake Up Zone got David Beauclair with us, brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. More coming up in a moment. Hang around.
Hey, it's Mark Howard, and it's week 12 in the Mortgage Investors Group Top 15 College Pick'em Game. Go to GameOnMIG.com to win weekly prizes. Play this week to win a $50 Bradley's gift card. Go to GameOnMIG.com to make your picks and win. And, of course, our friends at Mortgage Investors Group want you to know that whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, Mortgage Investors Group can help you fulfill your home buying goals. That's right. They're celebrating being in business for 30 years this month. And they're also the number one lender in the state of Tennessee, number one USDA Tennessee lender, and number one THDA lender. So let them put that experience to work for you. And as a first-time home buyer, applying for that first home loan can seem like a daunting task. But don't worry. Mortgage Investors Group will be with you every step of the way. Let their experts help you get started on the path to home ownership. And, of course, 100% financing is possible to take you from renting to owning. So call our friends at Mortgage Investors Group to see if you qualify based on borrower qualification. Or you can go to MIGonline.com for the office nearest you. Equal housing lender. License number 109111.
The Zone, 718. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, and our weekly visit with David Beauclair, brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Flash forward to the fun with Flash Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Now, you brought up Colin Kaepernick and his workout in Atlanta coming up on Saturday. Repeat your question to David Beauclair.
Yeah, with the situation that the Titans will be in when the season's over, they could be without, you know, both the quarterbacks is on the roster now, Tannehill and Marcus. Would you even consider and even go to his workout if you're the Titans, especially since he ends up on the bye week of your season? So you got some free time. At least somebody will be available.
And it's just down the road in Atlanta. I think if you're the Titans, you have no excuse for not going. Mm-hmm. I mean, just from the perspective, you have to go and see. I mean,
nothing
this,
to lose. Except for public perception. But if you don't go, it's real obvious why you're not going, you know? Like, because, like you're saying, there's no excuse not to go because of the bye week and all that. If you don't go, it's really clear. The reasoning is troubling, or it could easily be declared troubling.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy.
Because just think if Tannehill does what he's done and they they're going to either sign him to a big deal because he's going to be valuable out there on the market. I'm sorry, besides Bridgewater, what's another big name? Or Cam Newton, which I think some people are going to X him off just because of his style of play and injury history, and he's at the back end. So it's going to be interesting who will be available and how Tannehill plays the rest of the season, if the Titans can even sign him back. Or will they even have to, dare I say, franchise him just to hold him one more year to say, all right, let's see if you can do this again. And then that franchise tag is high.
Well, and the interesting question is, does Tannehill feel any sense of gratitude to the Titans for this this opportunity, the way things have worked out here? Or is this, did he come here, or you know, did he come here with the idea that you read a story, NFL.com had a story a month or so ago that, you know, he and his agent sort of helped, you know, set up this deal and everything. But my point being, does he look at however this season has turned out as, thank you, Titans, this was fun, this, you got my passion back, I'm all in on this team, let's go, let's do this? Or is it, hey, thanks, you put me back out there on the market where I can go make money, I'm gonna see you later, you know, I'm gonna go make every dime I can get, you know? That's always an interesting question, you know, because this is a guy who, you know, he was tracking into,
you know, being out of the league,
Matt Castle, yes, territory or whatever, you know, like he was a guy that no one was really thinking about as a starting option, and here he is. Will he ultimately feel like he owes the Titans something, or is it, yeah, you guys served your purpose. I came here because, this was one team I thought would be a good place for me because I knew I could maybe beat out this quarterback.
What does that discount give him?
I'm not even talking a discount. Like, does he like it here? Does he want to stay here? Does he like the coaching staff? Does he like the offense? Or does he think, now that I've shown what I can do again, now I'm going to go play somewhere that I really want to be?
Okay. Yeah. So they could be without a quarterback.
They could be without a quarterback.
Yeah. And so you either draft or you go in free agent route.
And the way they're looking right now, you're not picking in the top 10 of the draft.
That's a problem with Mariota, and that's why I continue to say that the Mariota re-signing, all that makes is replacing him that much more difficult if you were to keep him. And I'm saying before this season played out. Because keep going 8-8, you're never going to get the top guy. You have to bottom out or at least give up a bunch of assets to get up high to try and get a Trevor Lawrence or a Tua or somebody like that if you believe that that's your franchise-changing guy. Mariota was just good enough to make it hard to actually replace him. The same thing with like an Andy Dalton or a Tyrod Taylor or one of those guys. They're going to win you 7 games. They're going to win you 7 or 8 games. And then you're not going to be in position to draft the guy that would actually win you 11 or 12.
I mean, do you go get... Do you go sign?
I mean, maybe
Eli
Matthew.
Manning
maybe
for
Matthew
2 years?
Stafford is no. going to be out there. I mean, it looks like Mariota might end up with the Chargers. I'm hearing more and more of that from the West Coast. Rivers is going to be done, but there are a lot of quarterbacks that are aging out right now, and you're seeing some backups step up, but there's still a dearth of talent out there. So there's still going to be a huge market for a lot of the guys, and I don't know how many of the guys are going to be out there to be signed in the first. I mean, look at the Bears for crying out loud. The Bears had a mediocre quarterback. They might have just 2 losses right now.
Yeah, well, that may be an Andy Dalton.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if they could have made that happen, they definitely should have tried.
So even with just the quarterback, I'm going to move on to other free agents. I mean, they have a lot of free agents and restricted free agents and guys whose contracts are going to be up. I guess maybe you want to address that.
Well, it's going to be by far John Robinson's biggest offseason. Mm. To date, when you factor in the quarterback question, you've got Jack Conklin's contract is up. What are you going to do with him? You know, what are you going to do on the 5th-year options for Corey Davis and Adoree Jackson?
Ooh.
And Derrick Henry,
you've got Derrick Henry up. What are you going to do with Derrick Henry?
The D lineman that went the same draft? Austin Johnson.
Yeah. Derrick Henry's an interesting discussion for me too, in that this is we all know you don't give second contracts to running backs because once they hit the wall, they're done. This is a guy who didn't touch the ball a whole lot his first 2 years. He doesn't have the mileage on him that most backs of his caliber do by the end of his fourth year. So you could make the argument that, okay, we can give him, you know, a little more money, but how much money is that? How long is the contract? You know, what does he think he can get on the free agent market? It's a really tough, because right now Derrick Henry is still the most important guy to that offense. I think we saw Sunday what he means to this offense and what this thing looks like when you actually feed him the ball and beat up on a defense for three quarters.
As I look at it, I'd be fine if Derrick Henry was back next year, and I'd be fine if Tannehill was back next year.
What are you doing with Corey Davis on the
Well, I mean, he'll be back, but it's the fifth year option.
You're going to give him the fifth year option, though. But that's sure. Are you going to give it to him?
I guess so. I mean,
yeah, why not? Huh?
I mean, I'd be okay if all three of those guys are back. I don't know if they all will be. I'd be fine with signing Tannehill to a, you know, 2 or 3 year deal or whatever. I feel like for what they want to do, he suits the job.
I like Tannehill.
Fine. What's really the market going to be for him? I know the cash register is kind of ringing with every completion.
I was going to say, is he topped $20 million at this point? Like, because if you can get him in the $15 to $20 million range, then you're spending less money at that position than most other teams are. Yeah. And for the way he's played this season, I would say yes, give Ryan Tannehill that kind of money, absolutely. But when he starts getting $22, $23, $24 million, if the market bears that, like that's what I don't think you want to franchise Ryan Tannehill. I don't think you want to pay him that money.
But you could be in a position where you're sitting there and you're 9-7 out of the playoffs. Now what are you doing? What are your quarterback options?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying, you're trying to
Jake Locker to Marcus Mariota. I don't think you just want to go young quarterback again and say let's do that all again.
But at least with Tannehill, you feel like you know kind of what you got.
Right, I think a guy like Tannehill. I think you feel better about that than going young again. At least I would.
Maybe you get Tannehill for a reasonable price in between the 15-20, and then you draft a guy maybe third or fourth round, maybe see if you can develop for the next couple of years and see if you know, then you let Tannehill walk whenever his contract or however long you sign him for. Yeah.
To me, fixing the line is a much bigger problem. I mean that's
what do you mean? We fixed the line. They just not playing.
They threw a lot of money at the line.
They're doing a lot of apologizing.
They've thrown a lot of money at the line. That doesn't mean they fixed the line.
I mean, Conklin's. Well, then
who's
the
blame
there
for that, though?
Yeah.
See?
The people throwing the money?
Yeah. Only one person has control of that.
Conklin walk.
Yeah. I mean, the Saffold, I mean, if you listen to a lot of people, they were saying that he was always this way. He just got exposed a little bit more when you have more trouble and you can't run the football, because that was his strength, if you want to call it that. He was just a solid run blocker. He wasn't a great run blocker. You listen to all the experts who've watched and followed his career, they said they're not surprised.
We'll get back to more of this in a moment. David Beauclair is in the house. He is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. 728 is the time. Get the calls too, 615-737-1045. Want to join us here on the Wake Up Zone. Powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. We'll be right back. Ooh. 104.5 The Zone, 736. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. And our Thursday morning visit with David Beauclair. He is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Flash forward to the fun Flash Instant Games. You can go by a Tennessee Lottery retailer and play for your chance to win up to $100, $200, $500, even $1,000 in a flash. Four new games loaded with cash prizes. David, of course, with SI.com, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, you got some new stories there, Perrin, and
it's a bye week. I've been on vacation too. Yeah, I've been on vacation, but I've been going a little slow. I'll crank it up here the next couple of days, get a couple things, get through the weekend and whatnot. But
it's good. Get to a call or two here, Stephen in Thompson Station. Good morning. You're on the Zone. Stephen, are you there?
Stephen.
Hey, Stevie.
Orange Cassidy.
All right.
Sorry about that.
He was, his question was about compensatory picks. And I kind of had the same question. Somebody asked me that the other day of like, if Mariota's gone, is there potential for him to get a compensatory pick? But there's like a It's like a whole formula, right, for how that would,
yeah,
and would work depending on how much money they spent to, you know, for his replacement at that spot.
And how much I think Mariota signs for. Like, I think, yeah, I think it's all tight. Really? But there is the potential, yes, but it's not automatic.
They get a pick from the Taywan Taylor.
Yeah, but he...
I know it's compensatory, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He doesn't hardly play.
But that depends somewhat on his performance, right? Which he's not really made a huge impact in Cleveland. Ron in Nashville, good morning. You're on the Zone.
Good morning. First of all, great football season so far this year. Lots to talk about in the NFL with the quarterback issues have been wonderful. With Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, Prescott, Rodgers, Brady, even the rookie Murray, you know, just been a positive year. And we've had a lot of fun getting back together and watching football. It's taken a few years for my friends to all come back together and start heading out to B-dubs and watching football. And then along comes Colin Kaepernick again. And now everybody's on the, I'm not going this week. I'm not watching this week. All they're going to do is talk about him. Who wants to hear about that again? It's just a matter of time before this and that happens. It's just real hard to understand the power of the NFL and how far it had to come to get back to where we're all tuning in to your show every morning, to other shows during the day. Couldn't wait for Thursday night football and Sunday night football, Monday night football, all day Sunday. And then we got this happen again. So I just touch on that and what a good season we've had so far. And now all the talk is about him. And I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know. Is he
relaxed? I mean, relax.
Is he dominating all the talk?
First off, all the talk is not about him.
No.
But it's, I mean, that's the point. I mean, that's the issue for teams. That's part of the issue for teams that will consider signing him is, you know, there's going to be a portion of fans and in some cases a significant portion of fan bases that don't want to hear about the guy, don't want to think about him, don't want anything to do with him in regards to their team. And that's, I mean, that's not going to change.
Yep.
But if somebody does sign him, doesn't all that kind of go away pretty fast after, you know, maybe the first
game? Well, what the biggest problem with trying to sign him is if you don't start him,
right,
then the chorus is coming after you for not starting him for the exact same reason. They're going to continue to push the goalpost in a direction, and that's going to become a problem for a GM. Like the first time a quarterback goes out there and has a bad half of football, you're going to have those people that jump on that opportunity on both sides of the aisle are going to have takes on it. And that's the thing that I don't think you want. Like, I'm sitting here looking at the 32 cities that have NFL teams right now. And
well,
you have to ask.
First of all, where he's going to be a starting quarterback, he's not the starter. There's a bona fide starter. Now, if there's questions about who is the starter, then I think that arises. But if you go and you're the backup of Tom Brady, there's no going to be any controversy if he has a bad half.
Well, no, I agree with that.
Even if
but I don't know why you would take him as a backup if you had Brady or someone like that.
I'm talking about if you had an injury to your backup. Let's say he got hurt in practice. Now, where do you go? Then you sign him. It's going to take a strong-willed organization, let alone a secure quarterback that's at the starter. They doesn't mind it. They're going to be over there talking to this guy just because he's on the team. So I think that's where you got to go. Other than that, I don't think there's going to be any pressure because there's been no pressure to sign him, let alone I don't think there's going to be pressure to play him if somebody's bad because you're not going to be signing him as your actual starter. I mean, do you know how hard it is to go to an organization right now with six games left to learn an offense?
Yeah, but I don't think you understand what I'm saying. The people that out there don't know that and don't care. Like, that's not the issue there. When he's on a roster, they're going to want to see him on the field, or they're going to use that as their talking point to continue pushing the goalpost further. There's more to it than just that. It's more to it than just the football side of it. Because a lot of the people that
So it's the political side?
Yeah. There's a lot of money in hate, Blaine. There's a lot of money in outrage. And I mean on all sides, on absolutely every side. There's no money to be made in unity. That's why Twitter exists the way that it does and why the loudest voices are often the ones you shouldn't be listening to on opposite sides. Because most of us are somewhere in the middle just trying to live our lives. The problem is the ones that want to turn this into an issue will find any reason. And if he gets signed, then that gets rid of that first issue. So the second one becomes, why is he not on the field?
Well, then he'll never get signed.
Exactly.
What you just said.
That's my whole point.
The only way this whole thing goes away is for him to actually play football and play well and lead a team to a bunch of wins. I don't think he's going to be in that position to be able to do that.
Then that goes right back to the NFL just there. Did this to say we did something correct to help you, and right, that's it. As everybody's been saying,
that's the it's the NFL included saying.
Yeah,
this room would
we tried. We tried to get you a job. There's this nothing
room,
more we can
this
do.
This room would walk back into the courtroom and right now and just say what you just said. Like you could be the foreman of the jury. This is very much a dog and pony show. It's a dog and pony show for the NFL.
But is anybody really under any obligation to go watch him play or watch him work out or to sign him? No. Nobody can tell anybody they have to sign the guy.
No.
Even if however you feel about whether he can play or not or any of the other political stuff.
I saw Andrew Brandt make the point. I think that there's something to this as well, that this is sort of a bad precedent to set because now any agent and player can say, well, why won't you give us a private workout for all 32 teams?
Yeah.
Like they can start demanding the same thing.
I've seen a couple guys do that on Twitter. Like, hey, I've been out of the league for a year. What can I get signed?
Exactly.
Can I get a workout? Like, what?
Finish up our hour with David Beauclair from SI.com coming up in just a moment. The Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. 7:43 is the time. Let's roll down to Wilson County. Wilson County Chevrolet Buick GMC, Randy Legg is on the line with us talking about those commercial trucks. Randy, what's going on this morning?
Good morning. It's a cool morning out. How's everybody?
Doing good. What do you got for us?
Well, this time of the year, everybody is excited about the new models rolling in the 2020s, but I'm just as excited about the 2019s and the commercial trucks. This time of the year, there's a couple of big things going on. The rebates are always increased this time of the year to move the 2019s out. So I've got some big rebates on the commercial vehicles. Also, this time of the year, well, this year actually, tax code 179 is a big thing for the businesses, to where they can get with their CPAs and accountants and find out what kind of write-offs they can get to the end of the year on these new vehicles. And a lot of people are taking advantage of that already. So half tons, Colorados, Canyons, Silverados, Sierras, three-quarter ton, one ton, same thing. Even box trucks. Even got the medium duty 45, 55, 6500 series trucks in stock and available in four-wheel drive and two-wheel drive. So a lot to choose from and a lot going on at Wilson County Motors. Great money-saving drive from anywhere, just 20 minutes east of the Nashville Airport off of I-40 at exit 236. Just let me take the headaches from your fleet vehicle so you can do what you do best. That's run your business.
Sounds like a plan.
I appreciate your time this morning.
All right, Randy. Have a good day. That's Randy Legg of the Wilson County Automotive family, including Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. As he described, just 20 minutes east of the Nashville Airport, nearby Lebanon, Tennessee. The Wake Up Zone at 104.5 The Zone at 7:50. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. We have David Beauclair with us from Sports Illustrated, brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Want to jump in? 615-737-1045. Let's do a couple more calls here. Paul and Franklin, good morning. You're on The Zone. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Just you guys have talked a lot about the money to be spent on Henry and others. I just like a little insight on the money that's not going to have to be spent. I know Mariota's contract's out the door. I don't suspect that Deion Lewis will be back. What about like Woodyard and Walker? And I'd also like your thoughts on not signing Conklin and letting Kelly have the starting role that he's seemingly worked hard for over the last couple of years. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know that Kelly would be the number one option there. I think they see him as, you know, that backup guy who can fill in both spots. I never have gotten the sense that they look at him as this is a guy who's developing into becoming a starter. And I would think they'd do what they've done the last couple of years. If you let Conklin walk, you sign a reasonably priced free agent, and then you draft somebody and see who turns out to be the better option by the end of training camp. Woodyard's a guy, we were just talking about him off the air. I mean, at a certain point, his age becomes prohibitive, and you know, the leadership and the willingness to accept a lesser role this year, and the ability to step in when guys have gotten hurt. I mean, that's all really good, but at a certain point, you can't keep paying starter money to a guy who's a backup, and he could get to me, he could get caught up in that sort of discussion right there.
No, Jayon Brown's not up, is
he? Jayon Brown?
Maybe not. And the other guy you mentioned was Walker.
Yeah, Delanie Walker.
And that's intriguing just because his availability's and his, I mean, he's been in the league for a little bit too, but he's, man, he's somebody that really is productive when he's out there, when he's able to play. The problem is he just hadn't been out there a lot this year. I guess it just depends on the money involved there. The Conklin thing, I think I'd probably let Conklin walk. I said that before this past year. I can understand giving him a chance to see what you had in him this season. I think we've seen enough to know probably needs a change of scenery.
I'd let him go out on the market, Conklin, that's for sure, and then see what his value is and see if you can match, if it's not too outrageous, modest starting, you know, tackle in the National Football League. If not, you're going to have to either draft. I don't know if you're going to sign a modest, you know, starting tackle to a decent contract. I just don't know if that's available. I don't know who's a free agent, who's out there, who they could actually get without saying that they're going to be better than Kelly.
But it's highly unlikely, though. If Conklin, you know, goes out and looks around the market, he's not going to be back, right? I mean,
oh, you never know.
I mean, you never know, but
I would do the same thing with Henry. I would do the same. So you're saying the same thing with Henry? If you let him do, that's what I would do. Let the market dictate what you're in and say, okay, well, I'll match that if we think that's affordable for what we value the running back position on this team.
I'd say the same thing. Like if he goes out on the market, he's not coming back.
I don't know if that's always true. I think this market is a little bit different than at least recently, because I'm interested to see, you know, Derrick Henry in some people's eyes is limited in what he can do, and he's kind of a one-trick pony. So if he's not part of the passing game, he's not a great pass protector. So you're talking about a team that's only going to run the football. So there's not a lot of those out there, you know, with this passing league. Your running backs usually are versatile players now.
And it should be noted that Dennis Kelly, by the way, is his contract is up this
year.
That's
what I say. Yeah, he's a free agent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I haven't looked at his film of the first four games, but I know he only gave up one sack. I don't know.
Seemed to do a good job.
So, but some people, once you're valued as a backup, some people can never get that out of your crawl that you're a backup.
Donald in Brentwood, good morning. You're on the zone. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
I was just gonna make a comment about. I mean, it seemed like people were trying to make it seem like Kaepernick called the NFL and they the one told him to set all this up. And they the one actually called Kaepernick and set everything up. And
right.
you know why he's doing it, because he don't want to be that person to go out, be the one that put him out the league. So he's trying to save face on that. And that's it's very obvious, because if you look at it, the trial is just really a big old – it's a hoax. Think about it. On a Saturday – he didn't give him a chance to even put his pants on. And then he's going to just say, come on, we're going to have to continue to look at you. Come on, man. And Tuesday is the best opportunity. And like I say, it just seemed like it was just done just to make sure he showed. We're going to show you that we want him to be in it. But I tell you, nobody want him to be in it. They're trying to make it show more of that than they are of giving him an opportunity.
I mean, nothing wrong. I mean, there's nothing incorrect about what you just said, I don't think. I think that there even might have been a mentality inside the league, let's give him something he might actually turn down. That destroys his collusion lawsuit immediately if he did not do this. They gave him, I think, 2 hours to decide. It was on a Saturday. It was in the worst possible spot you could have this happen. They wanted to give him a reason, but I guess his reps would know, look, I have to do this, because if not, if I do want to have any kind of chance at a lawsuit in the future, it would be out the window if I said no to this.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. I don't even know if it's worthy of a discussion. I mean, this is just the NFL trying to cover their backside. That's how I look at it.
Dave, our hour goes fast.
It does indeed.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoy the weekend.
Got big plans for an off week, or just going to shut it down?
You going to the Bahamas, Virgin Islands?
Going on the boat with the New York Giants or anything like that?
I know you got to.
I don't know. I haven't made any specific plans yet.
TBA.
It's got your private jet ready.
Right.
Just gassed
up. That's right. It's gassed up. I told my pilot, just don't leave town. Hang around.
Be ready.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thanks as always. He is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery, David Boeckler. You can flash forward to the fun with Flash Instant Games. Four new games loaded with cash prizes. Go by a Tennessee Lottery retailer. Play today. Your chance to win up to $100, $200, $500, or even $1,000 in a flash. We're Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on the other side, including the possibility of a 17-game schedule for the NFL. Take three, not too far down the road either. Neither is Genesis Diamonds. You can get ready for the biggest and final sale of the year at Genesis is next weekend, the 22nd through the 24th. Three-day, $30 million store-wide sale that's unlike anything they've ever done before. You can save up to 35% on rings and earrings and bands and bracelets and different gemstones and engagement rings, a whole lot more. Practically everything is on sale at Genesis next weekend. Plus, it's like shopping in about 50 stores at the same time, an all-new expanded inventory, trunk loads of all-new designer jewelry from a dozen top New York and California designers. This jewelry you can't get anywhere else, prices nobody else can match, and this is it, the last store-wide sale of 2019. Even you can go in there early and then shop for Christmas and save big. They'll hold it for you in the safe until the holiday gets here. They are breaking all the rules next weekend, November 22nd through the 24th. Don't miss it. The Genesis Diamonds three-day fall extravaganza next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at both Genesis locations, Green Hills and Cool Springs.